Teachers are saying that students are increasingly coming to school high. That's according to a report in the New York Times. And we want to go deeper into the story now with Jerry J-Man. That's what he likes to be called. Joiner. And he's host of Weed and Whiskey TV. J-Man, welcome back to Portland's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Tim.
Is it fair to say that you're a bit of an advocate for the marijuana industry?
You'd have to. I'm just 1 year shy of 50 years of cannabis use on a daily basis.
So this Times report is based on interviews with teachers. It's not a study of pot usage among kids, so we need to keep that in mind. But I think we can all understand how this might be concerning for parents.
Sure, and for the teachers themselves. Our teachers spend a lot of time with our kids, and sometimes they know more about what's going on than the parents do. And they're kind of alluding to the illegal cannabis stores, marijuana stores, dispensaries, and because of the slowdown in being able to get licenses out, they've got a lot of bad actors, which creates a big problem for us.
Yeah, that's something I thought was really interesting in this article. The teacher saying that the kids are using vape pens in school bathrooms, but also out in the hallways and even in the classroom.
I think these teachers are concerned about these kids just being lethargic and not paying attention, whether it's they're smoking the vape pen, they're getting a gummy, they're taking some of mom or dad's pharmaceutical narcotics and trying those, or alcohol. So parents need to pay more attention to what's going on. Forbes just did a report that said there's no link between increased cannabis use in teens and the legal market, as did the Marijuana Policy Project. And we're seeing this in more and more states. So we've got 23 now. So we're going to continue to see this happen. So parents, we need to let these kids' minds develop up into their adult years before they partake in any of these kind of substances.
Today on Portland's Afternoon News, we're talking about the use of pot in school, concerns that students are vaping on campus and even in the classroom. Our guest is the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, Jerry J-Man Joiner. Jerry, as you noted, 23 states now. Oregon's one of those states where recreational pot is legal. You've talked an awful lot about personal responsibility. I get that. But if this continues, at some point it would seem like federal lawmakers might step in if the industry doesn't police itself. Would you agree? And what would you suggest the industry do?
I think that reining things in, they got to figure out how they can do that with alcohol first, okay? Because alcohol apparently is a much bigger problem with our adolescents than is the cannabis. If we can't rein in the alcohol, how in the world are we going to rein in the cannabis with these young people?
All right. Well, Jerry J-Man Joiner of Weed and Whiskey TV has been with us here on Portland's Afternoon News. Jerry, thanks for all the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Look forward to next time.